state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Hello?
Hey, Ernie. This is Daniel.
Hey,
you know that, right?
Yeah.
Google Voice.
Yeah, I remember. We. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, all right, just got back from lunch. So did you square everything away, or how are we looking?
I have to meet. I'm going to meet my customer at 8, and I'm going to try to get, like, a payment in advance. So I guess that's too late. I called my sign guy, and I told him, hey, man, I'd like to get, you know, my money back.
Right.
I told him I just wanted $200 back, and I'll get him back later.
Right.
If he could
right.
do that for me, because I wanted to, you know, do the advertisement with you all. He's like, oh no. He's like, don't fall for that. He goes, I offer the same service, because he's an advertising agency. He says it's no good. They're going to be on the sixth or seventh page and paying $1,500 a month and or whatever, and you're not going to. You know, you can't get nothing for $200, $300, that it's just these big companies with lots of money. They're the ones that take up the first slot on Google searches because they can afford it. So that's what he was telling me.
I'm not
any
sure.
Objections to any?
Yeah, big objection. So I'm not sure what digital marketing company he works for, but we're a Google Premier partner. That's the highest level of partnership you could reach with Google. We've been in business 17 years, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we just became a partner with Meta, too. That's why we're offering the Facebook ads. So I agree with them. There's a lot of scams out there. We're definitely not one, though. So you're in good hands
yeah.
with us, for sure. Okay.
I hear you there. Now, when it comes to the Facebook, what's the difference from just paying Facebook the $100 or the $200, throwing that into their advertising?
The difference is the same thing if you were to do the Google ad. So us being a Meta partner with Facebook, our technicians are, you know, they're qualified and they know how to run a Facebook advertising campaign to get you the best bang for your buck. So you can absolutely try to do it on your own, but what most of our clients find, like when they try to do that, they don't get optimal results. Like we know exactly how to phrase the ad to bring you the most traffic. Where to target the ads, like what type of retargeting keywords to use. So that's really it's like if I was to try to well I know how to do moving jobs, but let's say if I was to try to do my own roof, right? There'd be holes all in the thing. So I gotta call a roof specialist to do the work, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do your own Facebook ads. Okay, but with us, we're handling it for you. We bundle it in, too, with that $249 where $100 is allocated towards the Facebook ads, and you have, like, trained professionals that are doing it on a daily basis, handling your ads for you. Hopefully that answers your question, you know?
Yeah, I see. And then as far as the Google, if I had a friend type in moving here in San Antonio, is it possible once I go with y'all that I would end up on the seventh page or sixth page or fifth page of Google?
No, you're paying for the first page. So the thing is, 97% of people, that's a stat throughout the entire United States, right? So it's not specifically for your area, but 97% of people in total stay on the first page of Google. So even if you're on page 2, right? You're not getting
yeah.
the optimal results. What you're paying for from us and what we send you in writing, okay, is first page placement on Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's exactly what would, you know, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Right.
Yeah, I guess but like right there with my listing with y'all, there's someone spending $1,000 or $1,500. Just to get right up there in the same
what he's talking
the same
about
spot that,
is the Google ad section and the Google guarantee section. So, for example, if you decided to do Google guarantee, right? Give me one quick second. I'm going to pull your lead views up for that. A Okay. So $48 per lead is what it'd be, okay? And you're looking at a minimum monthly, which guarantees you 13 leads, of $626. So if you're doing...
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Right. So if you're doing a Google Guarantee campaign, it's much higher. Now, also, if you're doing a Google Ad campaign, which we offer here as well, that's pay-per-click. Your clicks are going to range from around $5 to $10 a click. So we recommend a minimum of $300 towards your ads. So if you start doing ads and you're doing Google Guarantee, now you're getting up there more in the $1,500 range because you got the $626 minimum monthly for Google Guarantee, $300 towards Google Ads, 7, 8, 9. So now you're at $926 plus the local optimization, the website development, the $149 included, right? So I'm not saying your competitors are going to be spending that money showing up in the Google Ads and Google Guarantee. We're talking about having you listed organically in the map section on that first page of Google, though, which is the most popular section.
Yeah. Another question I have is, according to Google, I've had over 2,000 views on my business, but I've only had one phone call.
Right.
So what can I do about actually getting people to actually click, or why is the view count so high if I haven't had any business?
Right. So right now on Google, and we help you with all this too, right? We don't just list you on the first page of Google and say good luck. We want you to look good up there too, so people want to call you. That's why we create a website for you, right? We're going to help you boost your reviews. Not on HomeAdvisor, because once you leave HomeAdvisor, you're going to lose all those reviews, right? Like, I have some clients that literally just pay HomeAdvisor to keep their reviews, because they have like 100, 200 reviews on there. So we're going to want to start getting those on Google. Because even, like, let's say the goal is for you to stay with us forever, but that's not actual, right? Once you get a good client base, word of mouth and referrals, you won't always need this. So all the reviews you compile through this service, right, even when you leave us, you're still going to have all those reviews. That's why you really want to start getting those on Google, and we help you with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now, more than likely, your impressions that you're seeing, too, are people just searching your company name. So it's probably like word-of-mouth referrals anyways at this time. So you should see a higher increase of impressions, and not only that, but actually click-to-calls once you're on the first page ranking for those 15 keyword phrases.
Yeah. I had one guy call me about a storage unit. I need to get back to him, actually, kind of think about it. But I've only had one phone call out of 2,000-something. So.
Right. It's because your ranking's poor right now. You know what I'm saying? You're not showing on the first page. There's not a website attached to it. There's no reviews on your Google page. So that's what you're paying us for, to make it look nice on there and get you up there.
Yeah. So, and then you said that there's an option to get Google reviews. Do you send me something that I can send out to clients?
Super easy. So from your tracking system, which you can log into any time of the day or night. So let's say
I already have that, right?
What do you mean? The tracking system?
I already have that track.
You do technically, but with our tracking system, it has Google Analytics embedded in it. So you're going to have the same analytics, but you have added features where you're able to add posts and they stay continuous. You could add promotions, photos. And what I'm talking about now is requesting reviews. So when you click request review, like let's say you do a moving job, right? You get your tip or whatnot, and you tell them, hey, you send them a link right there. Like, hey, can you please leave me a review? A lot of people don't know where to go to leave a review is what it is, right? So this just makes it easy on them. It sends them a link. They click on it, and it pulls the stars up where they could just put a 5-star review on there. Now, if you, like – if you drop a piano or something, Ernie, I wouldn't send it to those guys.
Yeah.
All your happy campers, right? You know, send those to them, and you should compile those 5-star reviews very, very quickly.
Let's see here. 3 weeks ago, I'm looking at some pictures I got on here. I don't see a place that says add photos. I don't see a place for reviews here. Questions and answers. Yeah, I don't have any reviews here on this business. But then again, I don't even have a website. So.
You have photos on there, though.
The website.
Yeah. You have photos
on
there already.
But the But the website really kind of, I guess, makes people feel comfortable, and then they pull the trigger.
Yeah,
is that what I'm missing here?
It's really the placement, too, you know, because when somebody – because I've talked to clients that have spent buku bucks, like $3,000, $5,000 on a great-looking website with flying stuff on it and coupons popping up, and it looks amazing,
yeah.
And they would get no traction. And the reason why is because it was like a billboard in the middle of the desert. You know what I'm saying? Nobody could see it. So not only are we creating you a website, but we're the main thing is we're listing you on that first page of Google to generate more traffic to it and more traffic to your phone.
Makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I understand why this guy's worried, and he probably, you know, he probably thought y'all were someone else or something. But I mean, you know, the point, that's kind of what I was thinking from the beginning is, you know, like, you know, you have a service that you're offering, and you ever talk to people that you've helped out? They come back and talk to you, or
all the time. I have one of my clients. He always calls me, and like it's funny. He's a big Dodger fan, and so am I. And he'll just call me and talk about the Dodgers and stuff. But I don't just sign you up and never talk to you again. You know, I'm your main point of contact. So anytime you have questions, you'll call me directly, and then your tech team, right? And everything we do here is in-house. So any changes you want to make, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. But the tech team calls you on a monthly basis to go over your results for that month.
Okay. Because, I mean, the goal is for me to make enough money to use y'all with my other businesses, too, obviously.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why we got you in that corporate pricing, too, you know. But even in actuality, I mean, you're already approved even for the single location. So even if you just kept it rolling for the moving company only, I mean, we're not going to up the price on you. It'll stay the same.
Okay. And that's $150 for now?
Yeah, so if you're going to do it without the Facebook ads, it would be $149 out the door.
Okay. And then I can add – now, if I'm going to do it without the Facebook ads and then I have an extra $100 for Facebook ads, you recommended me including that with y'all instead of me doing it on my own, right?
Correct. Yes, sir. I mean, you can do it yourself and see, hey, look, do I get results? But why not just give it to us and let us do it too? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're a meta partner, and we can get you better results. But if you want to try it yourself, I have some hands-on clients who they do that. They do their own Facebook ads. They even do their own Google ads, and we do everything else for them. So if you wanted to do that, you could. Yes, sir.
Now, what's the difference just between y'all doing the Facebook ads and me doing the Facebook ads? Is it pretty much just come down to what you put on the description or how you choose your words?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
our partner,
our technicians, like, they do trainings on how to do Facebook ads, right? So they know exactly what to put and how to phrase it to bring you more traction.
Like moving near me, names like that, like the keywords. That's kind of why I picked my name the way I did. But, you know, I still haven't had that many good results, as you said, because I'm not on the first pages. I'm going to talk to this guy. Where are you located?
We're in Costa Mesa, California. I'm in Huntington Beach, though. They have us working from home
remotely
since the COVID thing.
Nice. Wow, still going.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means y'all are... Oh, heck yeah. So y'all are a couple hours behind. So when is it around? Is it like
it's
noon 12, over there? One?
It's 12:36 over here. Yeah, so you're...
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
2 hours, yeah. There you go. So that means around 8, it's going to be around 6 over there where you're at. So I don't know if you're probably going to be closing up around 5 or 6.
We close 4 o'clock our time. We're 7 to 4, which will be 9 to 6 your time. So I was going to suggest call back tomorrow if that works for you.
It will, but, I mean, the slot might have filled up by then.
Yeah. I've been messaging our director when we were talking. So, I already have it. Basically, I activated the account without payment through our system.
Okay.
So we're not going to keep calling through the area. So talk to your guy about getting the money or whatnot. What I'll do is I'll call you. Does 9 a.m. tomorrow morning work?
Yeah, that works. But I mean, like I said, I'm literally like don't have any money. and I'm going to try to get payment in advance for a job I haven't even done yet, just so I can get this ball rolling. So, I mean, you know, I really hope that, you know, this is the right decision. You know,
It will be. I mean, being a new business, you're a month in, this is what you need. I mean, the signs are great. I don't mean to downplay that, right? But, I mean, this is like a sign that everybody's looking for, right? They go to Google. So they're typing in mover near me, and now you show up on that first page. Plus, you have a custom website with it, 60 directories, a tracking and reporting system. I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, I mean, it's better than a sign, you know?
Yeah. Better than a billboard, even.
better than a billboard. I mean, how many billboards have you drove past and not called, right? I mean, I know I've driven past a ton, you know? I don't even really look up that anymore.
Those are some pricey advertisements as well. But I think they spend like $1,000, $1,500 per billboard or something like that.
Right.
I've even seen trucks with LEDs.
Expensive, you know, commercials obviously are super expensive. Like, yeah, there's a ton of stuff out there, but Google is the best, especially for your industry. I think I told you earlier, I used to work for Costa Mesa Movers, and man, they have tons of reviews on Google. They have a banging website. Like, they have like when I was there, which was like 5 years ago, but they had like I don't know, like 10, 12 trucks, you know, and they were booming. They were getting business every single day, you know. And a lot of that was from Google, you know. And, of course, word of mouth and their relationships with the, you know, the apartments and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's something I'm trying to do. I'm getting with, like, apartment locators and stuff like that, you know. But, yeah, no, the more business, the better, man. I wish I had jobs lined up every single day, honestly.
Right. I mean, usually Friday, Saturday, Sundays are, should be like booming days for you, you know. I remember at Costa Mesa, our slowest day was like Monday, you know. But every other day it was just, man, swamp of work, you know.
Well, it seems like I'm not even trying as hard as I used to when it comes to advertising, but business is starting to pick up now.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to start getting word of mouth and referrals, and from there, man, you'll just take off. You know, once Sally Sue's friend moves, now you get them too, you know? So it's gonna get
more jobs.
You know? You just gotta get your name out.
It's like a slowly but surely process going on here. Slowly but surely. But I feel good about it. I just, you know, everyone is telling me not to do it. You know, a lot of other people too. But I mean, I feel good about it.
Yeah,
a lot of people, I guess they just...
So on that email I sent you, you'll have a link to our Google Premier Partnership badge, our BBB rating. I mean, you'll see we've been in business 17 years. Like, trust me, you're in complete good hands with us.
Yeah, I will. I think this fine fella just didn't know who y'all were or didn't, you know, he thinks that y'all are the ad where you pay for the leads probably. But, It did kind of make sense though, you know, to have like, if you think about it, you know, that bigger companies with lots of more money could just buy out all the advertising, you know.
In the Google ad section, that's what happens a lot, right? Cause there's guys that are, you know, like HomeAdvisor, for example, they spend millions each month, right? But they're targeting the whole U.S. for multiple categories in that ad section. So, you can't really compete with those guys, but the way to do it is to show up locally in the map section organically on that first page of Google, and that's what we do here, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I mean, it's amazing that a small business can even have an opportunity like that, because I thought even those would be filled up too, those first pages.
Yeah, that's...
I didn't know. I wasn't really entirely sure how all that works. I thought they just went by certain algorithms and the address.
It is an
algorithm. Like I said, I've already... I've had 2,200 views according to this, but I mean, I've only had one phone call.
Right.
So that's what,
No, it's gonna go way up when you're using the server, because again, you're not ranking on the first page of Google now. But like you said, it is an algorithm. Like, that's part of the reason we submit you to 60 different directories, because that's part of the algorithm you need to meet to show up on the first page. So everything we're doing is for a certain reason, you know?
Yeah. Right. Like, let's see, I've got one phone call. I mean, and like I said, I don't understand what this information means. When it says I had 2,189 views this month, does that mean, like, that I was listed?
That means people seen your business. And the only way they could have saw you, because right now you're not ranking for any keywords, like mover near me, best movers, moving companies, et cetera. The only way they could have seen you is if they typed your name in, right, as you wish moving. So that means that people have seen you that many times. That's what an impression is. But we want a good balance of not just a lot of impressions. We want click-to-calls. You know, we want calls.
Yeah.
So that's the main goal.
I'm surprised I've had so many views, but just only one phone call.
I am too, actually, when you said that. You know, a lot of people had to have been searching your name, because that's the only keyword that you're going to show up for at this time. You know?
I see. Well, it's also moving, you know, so people are finding me, but they just, maybe they're going with a more reputable company or a company that has reviews on it. I don't know what's going on here, but I mean, that's what you said y'all can help me fix, because I don't want to be stuck in the hole, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Our goal is not just to get you on the first page of Google, but to make you look good up there too, so people want to call you, you know?
So that's basically where
you're getting calls, you stay with us, you know? We strive for client retention here, you know?
So that's kind of what I'm wondering right now is what's going on with this. I mean, I know y'all can help me with this eventually, but I'm just curious, you know, what's going on, why I'm not getting more business through this Google location map thing, whatever you want to call it.
Right. You need to get a tech in there and do it, you know. It's kind of like if I called the doctor and said, like, my knee really hurts, right? Like, I got to go in and get the x-ray or the MRI to find out what's going on, you know. So the technician will be the one. And what I can do is ranking for any keywords, you know. But they'll be able to go in there and get you ranking for the keywords, get that website up and running, boost your reviews, like, with the help of you as well. You got to send the request for viewing, you know.
I want to stick out where the people can click on something and it brings them to something else, you know, not just some, you know, half-made Facebook or something where they're like, oh, well, this is just a small company, or, you know, they're not really having nothing going on. Like, you know, something that grabs their attention and entertains them a few seconds to get them hooked. You know, I don't, you know, like you said, not, I don't want to have that billboard effect where they just look and go to the next one, you know. So, but yeah, I'm sure, I guess you imagine that tech can fix this situation here.
Yes, sir.
I definitely don't want to repeat what's going on here with all these views, but just no calls. And maybe that has, I mean, there's a few, I mean, because it could be because of some keywords. I'm trying to put together how that works, because if they see you, don't they see you, or they don't really see you all the way? I mean, I don't understand what's going on here. I still don't really have a grasp of why I can get a view but not a click or not a call.
Right. Like, so, I said, they just,
I know that, I know,
get it rolling for you, you know. It's more than likely just because of your keywords. Like, it might be as you wish moving, like for example, I looked you up, right? I viewed you, so that's one of your impressions now, right? So it could be marketing company looking up, you know, who knows. But
Google search. It's only been, it's 97 people have viewed your business profile.
Oh,
but there's been.
That sounds more relevant than 97 people, not 2,000 or whatever it was. So,
again,
that could be advertising companies. It could be when you search your business name, right? Now that counts as an impression, right? So, we want to get
eight
those
clicks here.
We want to get those ranking for when somebody types in mover near me, best movers. You know, I'm one of your clicks, too, because I clicked on your Facebook page.
Yeah, very few clicks, very few.
Yeah. So we'll get that all ramped up for you, for sure.
But all right, then. Well, I mean, I'll talk to you in the morning. I feel better about this. Just let me let me look at what y'all have so I can look at the reviews and all that. But I mean, if what you're telling me is all, I never really want to like think anything is just everything or something is more than it is, you know. But at the same time, this is definitely a potent mix in the advertising world.
Right,
is what I'm imagining.
We send you everything in writing via email. Even when you get your invoice, it's going to have a section that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. And it's going to show you, again, everything that you're paying for in writing, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't be able to grab someone else's phone and type and ask some sort of, like, moving near me, you know? And then my name, I see my company pop up there. That would be awesome.
Yeah, no.
You know,
that's what this does, exactly.
I'd feel really bad if I get on there and I'm like on the third page or second page, you know, and then I'm not getting any results. That'd be horrible. But I don't imagine that's the case with y'all, you know?
No, sir.
Yeah, man, just call me tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to see if I can get prompted. This is where I'm at right now, man. So, I put everything into these businesses because I was tired of just living, you know, having a regular job and all that paycheck, never really getting ahead, you know, and I just thought, man, I'm not going to have a future if I just keep working a regular job. Everyone talks about saving more, you know, but who talks about making more? And the only way to make more is taking risks and getting out there and doing stuff like this. So,
right.
This is where, you know, this is the journey I've been on, you know, it's cost me a lot, man. Cost me an awful lot, you know. I don't even have any money in my bank account right now, so.
It'll pay off in the long run, you know. You got three businesses, a lot of irons in the fire. You know, we just got to start getting you more work, and it'll take off, man. You're doing good.
So, all right, then. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of making a Hail Mary, whatever you want to call it, you know, right now. Because I'm getting money that I didn't even make yet just to get this ball rolling, but I really hope, like I said,
you'll see,
I hope I'm making the right choice here.
You'll see shortly, you're really just throwing a slant route, you know, or a now route, like whatever, I guess there's no easy route to throw, but, definitely better than a Hail Mary. Trust me. Once you see the results, you'll love it. That's why we make it month to month here too, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you in the morning.
Sounds good, sir. You have a great rest of your day, okay, Ernie? Pleasure speaking with you, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.